There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
How was your weekend, Julia? I know this was the big, big reunion.
Oh, well, it was just our 1 year anniversary of meeting.
Yeah, well, anniversary
every
year.
Super fun. It was just a great weekend. Fun. Beautiful weather up north. It was great. But we have something really big happening today. It is Pick Your Prize is starting today. And you need to go to the MyTalk app. And if you haven't already registered, put in your name and information and register. And every day, four times on MyTalk, everyone's shows, we're going to be drawing a name. And if your name is mentioned, you win $100 automatically. And if it's going to be at 8 a.m. on Jason Alexis, 11 o'clock on Steve and Donna, 2 o'clock on Don and Bradley, and 5 o'clock on our show, Lore. And you get your chance to be entered in to win the $10,000 big prize. You get to choose from a variety of different prizes, including a Cub. I mean, who wouldn't want $10,000 to shop at Cub Foods, RF Moller Jewelers, Minnesota Shower and Bath, Patio Town, a lot of kind of remodeling things, Rusco Kitchen Remodelers. You could have LASIK. So really fun stuff, but you have to get it all started, you have to go to the, if you don't have the MyTalk app already, this is a good opportunity because one of my friends said,
you can definitely.
Yeah, download our app, go to the App Store, download the MyTalk app and register for it. It's not too late. And Minnesota Rusco's in it, Warner Stallion's in it, Chanhassen, you could have a wedding at Chanhassen Dinner Theater.
Wow.
Tri-State Bobcat, which is like your, you know, snow blower and those type of things, and Anderson Heating and Air. So there's a lot of good prizes in there.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Wouldn't that be worth
a shot for sure.
Yep, that'd be fun to win.
Yeah.
So anyway, know that Lori can hear us, but we can't hear her or something like that.
We can hear her. She just can't hear us. So we're working behind the scenes with Adam and Amy and all the crew here to get her hearing situation taken care of. Until then, it's you and I hanging out, having a little fun.
Okay, so Rocco, not Rocco. I know Rocco and Brittany did this on Friday for us.
Yes, so the listeners are familiar with
this. They're familiar with this deja vu. Listen, we cannot be responsible for all the technical things.
No.
Anyway, Lori was very funny on Instagram this weekend. Her lady exercise is knocking it out of the park.
I can't imagine it's not.
And if you haven't seen it yet, go to Lori and A&D Julia. It's our Instagram thing. We're infrequent Instagrammers, but we've been on a roll lately. And you can see her doing it. Okay, how was it walking in the parade with the dogs on Friday?
That was a blast. It was great time. Honestly, the weather was a big issue with it all.
Friday was colder.
Oh, yeah.
Windy.
Windy. And you get downtown St. Paul the way it was with the wind blowing down those streets. It was bitter cold, but, you know, it didn't hold people back. It felt like it was a full, you know, full packed crowd that at per normal. I thought it might have kept some people back.
Right.
It took me about 45 minutes just to find parking and get to Rice Park where we stand out. But great people, great crowd. And I was happy to get out of there because by the time I was done, we were walking into that wind.
Oh, burries.
And my face was so cold. But yeah, it was good. Lily couldn't unfortunately join me because she, like myself, is also having a back issue. So she had to stay home and she had to miss a couple days of work. But yeah, so I got down there. It was fun. I didn't get a chance to see Fancy Ray. He told me to come down and meet him, but I was just too discombobulated with all the people down there. But we'll talk to him on Thursday. So
Fancy Ray was the Grand Marshal of, and I got a lot of pictures from the St. Paul Winter Carnival, St. Paul St. Paddy's Day, and it looked like fun. Okay, I'm understanding that we have a microphone up and running. Hello, Missy.
Oh Julia. I can't believe I'm having so many technical problems, but you guys can probably believe it.
We all can.
You can?
Oh, pretty much. It's nothing new to any of us around here. Okay, so, but you're up and going.
I'm up and going.
All right, awesome.
I don't know what it was. I think it was on my end.
Really? Well, think, now, this is a shot. Wait a minute. Gran, she thinks it's on her.
It was, but I think it was out of her control, a little on-air engineering talk. But Adam did a great job. I think he jumped in from where he's at right now onto her computer. For some reason, just to simplify it, sometimes a computer reads something one way for a few days, and then it decides to read it a different way. Oh. And that's kind of what happened, out of her control. So you did a great job, Lori. Adam, thank you for stepping in behind the scenes to get this thing up and rolling and get a great show ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Isn't it something?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, Julia, I just have to say, I thought that was the cutest picture of you and Jeff on St. Patrick's Day, your anniversary. It was just darling.
So darling.
We had, so it was really, it was so much fun. You know, we met a year ago on the day after St. Patrick's Day, because it's, you know, a vacation town, and so they have the parties on the weekends. And so we set up, you know, the it was not nearly as big as it was last year. The parade, I mean, last year was just like amazing, just huge, but it was super fun. We had, you know, we'd go to his brother and sister-in-law's cabin and just had a really a blast. And I did like my green wig. It was $3, Laura.
You wore that in our movie.
This is another one because I had two of them. Remember, I brought one for you and you didn't want to wear it.
But Julia, yes, your story could be a rom-com movie, honestly.
It kind of could be. And I've gotten more as the year has gone on. Some other people that were at the scene of the crime, Alyssa and Jeff, were there this weekend with us. And I haven't seen them in a year. And they filled in some of the other blanks. We were pretty much Mac and, you know, two complete strangers, you know, in the middle of a bar. More so than I just thought the gentle kiss. So... It was kind of funny. Gosh, it was such a fun weekend, though. It was beautiful weather.
Well, good. Well, yes. Happy anniversary of knowing your man for a year.
Thank you. Knowing him for a year. Yes. 1 year down. And we haven't even made it to our wedding anniversary. I know. It's so funny.
Well, speaking of brides, I saw something I don't know if a lot of people have ever seen. I saw a bride get on a paddleboard from some rocks, stood up in her big, beautiful gown and paddled over to her bridegroom, and they got met with applause and they got married right there on the beach, and she didn't care that the bottom of her dress got wet and it was full of sand.
That's cool.
I loved that image, though.
That's cool.
You know, people got married at Taylor Swift's concert this weekend. Oh. People got married, you know, you had the paddling thing. I love the funny stuff. Mm-hmm. I thought that was the funniest image.
It was. Casey goes, look up from your book. There's a bride getting on a paddleboard. And I'm like, what? So yesterday, that was Saturday. And then yesterday, I saw a man in the most delightful banana hammock, you know, thong bikini.
Sure.
And all the chicks are wearing, you know, these thong bikinis. But I appreciate some floss on a man. And he wasn't doing push-ups or anything, but I saw another hottie doing burpees in the sand the surf.
Oh, I love that. But aren't, Lori, women's bathing suits, everyone's wearing a thong, aren't they? Everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah. Everyone.
That's been a trend for a while now.
But, I mean, a big trend.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's
very big.
Very big trend, and it's hitting ages it shouldn't be hitting. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, Grant. Mr. Grant.
It's true.
No. You know, well, let's just, Lori just said she's not wearing one, and she could.
Oh, yeah, she should. I'm talking the youngins. Would you want your daughter going out in a swimsuit like that?
Well, the thing is, here's the one thing I will say. As a woman of a certain age, the best skin on your body is on your fanny.
Okay.
Because it hasn't been exposed to sun and wind and weather. So they're getting early exposure.
Oh.
So I wouldn't want the skin on my fanny to look like the skin on my chest does, you know?
Good. Yeah.
You know what I mean, Lori? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we have this lush, uncharted territory in our fannies. Because it hasn't had any sun damage. It hasn't had any rock damage. It hasn't been damaged by the climate yet.
And so it's the one place we don't need a mole check.
100%. Or to get a facial, or, you know, or to really moisturize, because it's all still there. So that's the one thing I would just say to the youngins. But I'm telling you, it's hard I know to have a conversation with someone in a thong that's related to you, if you're a man or a woman, you know? That's a hard conversation. If it's your daughter-in-law and she's standing in front of you in a thong, because that's what they wear.
Yeah.
So it's just a little different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But this was huge in the 80s, wasn't it? The big high waist.
We had them in workout clothes.
Okay.
But we wore a nice bike short underneath.
Yeah, tight.
So the thong leggings. Was over. So it was never completely exposed. But I also think, it looks good.
Yeah.
You know, the thong stuff looks good. Lori, what are the fashions on the beach? Besides
thongs.
Everyone?
Pretty much. I talked to a friend of mine whose daughter is in high school, and she's already told her, you know, I'm not buying you a thong bikini. When you can buy your own bikini and you don't live at home, you can buy a thong bikini. So
it's so funny. It used to be tattoos. Now it's thong bikinis.
Right.
I refuse to buy you one. Okay, we got to go. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, stories we can't get enough of. We'll be right back. Everyone's here. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's Lori and Julia on My Talk.
Hammernix Interior Solutions. And we are so proud to be working with Hammernix. The Natus family has owned for 78 years, you guys. That is such a long time. And they service the entire Twin Cities metro area and beyond. They have two huge flooring superstores, St. Paul on Rice Street and also in New Hope, right off of Bassett Road 169. And they carry the largest selection of in-stock flooring in Minnesota. So whatever you're looking for, and if you're a DIYer, that's great. But they're also a full-service flooring company, so they can educate you and help you on what is going to be needed and competitive pricing.
Oh, my gosh.
Very competitive.
Very competitive. And on top of that, a 12% upfront discount. You don't have to wait for a rebate in the mail. Discount on all in-stock flooring, designers available for to help you do whatever you need to do and fit in your budget, commercial and residential clients. Everyone's welcome at Hammernix. All right, gang, thanks for hanging out with us. It's Monday, Lori. The sun is shining, and apparently it's the first day of the spring equinox.
That's right.
More to come, but there's so much snow here and up north. You wonder, oh, this is going to be a long spring. Okay, so it's going to be a long spring. And I think when you were having technical difficulties, just wanted to let you know, and I think you already do, it's Pick Your Prize, our big two-week contest where people can win $100 and then be entered into the big contest to win $10,000 towards one of the prizes. So tell your friends who aren't family members, they can download the MyTalk app if they haven't already and just register for it. And we're giving away $100 four times a day here at 8, 11, 2, and 5. And you don't have to be present to win. We're just going to announce your name and we're going to enter you. But
cool.
Yes. So what's shaking bacon? And someone called in about the thong, Lori.
Yeah.
Wife said she's trying to talk her husband into their daughter wearing it. And she just kind of basically said it's body positivity.
Yes.
For
yes.
a lot of young women and women. So just let it roll.
Yeah. It was a good point in your perspective.
Lori.
Yeah. No, I see all kinds of bodies wearing thongs.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you
do. But I think your point about the unblemished hiney and that perfect skin
is
something worth taking into big consideration.
I think so, because look at, you know, we're, you know, past 41, and that is the happiest skin on my body.
Mm-hmm. It's our baby asses.
Yes, exactly. It is.
It
100%.
Okay, so I did get kind of excited reading all of the reviews. So Taylor Swift's Eras concert kicked off. I think it kicked off Friday night in Glendale. And it
became
Swift City, 70,000 people.
Wow.
It was her first live show in 5 years. But she has released 4 full albums since she last toured and a total of 6 albums since 2018. She is prolific.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
In her stage show, she shows the same discipline with her show. So if people paid a lot of money or had a lot of headaches, she's delivering, because listen to this. And first of all, Grant, thanks for posting her outfits. They're epic because she sings songs from different albums. Julia is sort of how she has it stacked. And I guess she's got like space for a couple of wild cards each night. But she performed 44 songs.
Wow.
What is the usual,
3 hours,
do you think, Lori?
And 15, 44. The Rolling Stones do 28.
Okay.
Bruce Springsteen does, I think he did 28 or 29.
Close to 30, yeah.
Okay, wow.
And the normal high is 30. For her to do 44, and the concert was 3 hours and 15 minutes. And here are some of the descriptions. Unbelievable, a spectacle to behold, impressive to witness, crushed it, epic, and you know, she's got so many songs.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you guys by chance see the video that was floating around all like after the concert of a unique thing she did on stage? So it's like the stage turns into water, and she's on one end of the stage, and she dives into a hole into the stage, makes you, everybody goes, and then you see her body, which is obviously a screen on the stage, of someone swimming all the way from the far stage, like doing like a, you know, a stroke under the water, which is her in the pink dress she was wearing, up to the main stage, and she comes out of the main stage. You're right. It's a performance. It's amazing.
Wow.
And she's in a different outfit, right?
Yes. Yeah. She comes out in a different outfit.
When is she coming here?
Oh, it's such a
good
show.
I'm sure you and Brittany talked about this on Friday, Lori.
Well, I don't have tickets, and now it would be, I guess, the only way, like, if I was determined to go is the box office day at U.S. Bank and going to the studio or going down to the ticket office and seeing if tickets have been turned back by the camp of Taylor Swift.
Right.
Yeah, looks like it's June 23rd, Friday, 6:30 p.m. Friday night. Oh, that's going to be a good night.
June what?
June 23rd, 6:30 p.m. It's going to be warm, summertime, downtown, the party. It's
going to be and if you get a chance to look at her outfits, I mean, she's wearing two-piece sets, bejeweled bodysuits, a ball gown. I guess her, she leaves like two songs to do Unexpected. And Friday night, she did Tim McGraw, and that wasn't on the set list. And then one other one. And then Emma Stone was at the show, and she was losing her mind. Graham posted that.
I didn't realize they were that good of friends. I guess they're really close friends, right? Emma Stone and her?
Listen, if I were famous and in Hollywood, I'd figure out a way to be a good friend of Cher and Taylor.
I would too. You know who else? So Kelsey Ballerini is out on tour right now, and she was doing her show in New Jersey over the weekend, and she stopped her concert said, is anyone talking about the Eras? What does ERAS stand for?
That's what this tour is called, the Eras Tour. Okay. So it's all of her eras. She's paying homage to all of the eras of herself.
And of course, I was thinking Eras, which, you know, that word that doesn't exist. has it started? Is Cruel Summer on the set list? That's my Super Bowl. I got to be honest. I'm so excited for it. A person performing stops their concert to ask about Taylor Swift. I mean, the Swifties are real, Lori.
Oh, and she delivers, you know, and we're fans. We didn't get tickets.
I'm looking at her cute outfits. Oh my gosh.
Aren't they darling?
Oh yeah, she's amazing.
I'm telling you.
She's amazing. We're missing out that we didn't buy the tickets.
We're not, it's not over yet, Julia.
It's not over. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Lori and Julia on My Talk. Lori and Julia here to talk divorce once again with Ann Tressler from Tressler Law. The topic of timing comes up. Is there a right time to get divorced? It's so sad anyway, but does this concern other couples?
People do ask me that question. Some people think, I'll wait till the kids are out of school and get their finals and it'll be summer. Or I get the opposite. They say, well, I want to get them back in school and they're in the routine. And so the timing tends to revolve around kids more often than not. And the reality is that for most people, it's simply a personal decision. The only time I say you need to move sooner rather than later is when you're concerned about physical safety of anyone in the family, or you're concerned the other side may be depleting money.
If timing is something that people are worried about, will you be able to address that in the free 1 hour consultation?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, during the consultation, when you're getting more facts about each specific case, that's when you can decide whether or not the timing really is a priority in that particular matter.
For your free 1 hour divorce consultation, call Tressler Family Law. Find them online at TresslerLaw.com or use My Talk keyword divorce.
I don't think any of us had this on our 2023 bingo cards, Julia.
What?
Victor Newman from The Young and the Restless. His real name is Eric Braeden. I mean, one of the most famous soap opera actors and everyone's mom and grandma's favorite hottie on daytime TV for 50 years. He's so handsome. And, you know, my mama has roped me back into being Young and the Restless fan. And I live for when Victor is on. But he is in a beef with Eva Longoria, who is become, you know, she's really become quite the executive producer. I know she married that really rich guy, but she's promoting, and this is her first, well, not her first, but this is her baby, this show. It's called Flamin' Hot, and it's on Hulu and Disney, and it's about the Frito-Lay janitor who came up with Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Those are so popular.
Yeah, the true story.
It's the true story. Right.
So she's on with Chris Wallace last night talking about this, and he's getting some good guests, Chris Wallace.
He's kind of reminding me shows. Like of a Larry King position now that he
has.
He's kind of the Larry King long form interviews.
Yes.
Just two people at a desk.
Yes. So here's where Eva Longoria got in trouble with Eric Braeden, a.k.a. Victor Newman from Young and the Restless, because Chris dug up a clip of her on Young and the Restless, which that's where, you know, one of her first acting jobs was on that soap. As, you know, many, Brad Pitt, I mean, Julianne Moore, so many people started on the soaps. But here
Michael
we go.
Michael B.? Mm-hmm. Here we go. Yes, like you said, they're just reviewing a clip and they're coming out of this clip right now.
He's dead.
Oh God, I can't believe you found that.
So what I find so interesting, though, is that you were so determined not to be a struggling actress that at the same time that you have this part on a big soap opera, you're working as a headhunter for a temp agency out of your dressing room in the studio.
Yeah, when I moved to Hollywood, I had my bachelor's degree. And so when I told my mom, I'm going to be an actress, she was like, well, she was fine because I had graduated college. Like, as long as I finished college. And so I knew I could get a job. I was like, I'll get a job. Then I went to a temp agency and they hired me. And I was so good at it that when I got Young and the Restless, it didn't pay enough for me to live off being an actor. So I continued being a headhunter and Young and the Restless. And I would hide the fact that I was on Young and the Restless to my clients because they, you know, they didn't want like a dumb actress handling their accounts. And one time one of my clients was like, you look like a girl that I've seen on a soap opera. And I go, no, that's not, I don't know who that is. I was like the opposite of a publicist's dream. I was like, don't tell anybody I'm on that show, because I was, you know, still making more money on my day job.
Crazy. And then the role that made.
And then.
Okay. And then they go on to talk about Housewives. Well, this did not go over well with Victor Newman from Young and the Restless. And the tweet is still up. Here's what it says. Capital letters. Eva Longoria, You just made derogatory remarks about daytime actors. You simply weren't good enough to survive the pressures of this medium. You were very lucky to get on, and this is in quotations, on that housewife show. You did one show in 8 to 12 days with mediocre but salacious dialogue. Our actresses would run rings around you, and they did then. From Robert De Niro to whoever they all are, many of them started in the media. You denigrate. It shows a complete lack of class.
You know, all right, I'm just always go back to this with her, Lori. She was never nice to us. She couldn't even turn her head. Turn her head.
Wow.
She stood across from us for 15 minutes one year, probably 10 the next. She couldn't even turn her head and acknowledge that we were human beings who liked her show.
And loved her dress. We were complimenting her.
Nothing. She gave us nothing. So
she does sound condescending.
She's very smart and blah, blah, blah. And all that's great. You know, good for her. And she's more than just that. But boy, how many people have liked this?
Victor is having, I don't think he's had this much Twitter action in a very long time. And I mean, I'm kind of here for all this smoke.
What's funny?
Go ahead. Well, I don't know why he's responding to people on Twitter. He said, well, it's obviously she feels embarrassment about her unsuccessful try at it. That's what I resent. Be proud of your past endeavors. But you are right. There's a sense of what we do, entertaining millions of people all over the world on a daily basis, is somehow less than. And he said, someone else said, it wasn't that bad. And he said, come on now. The whole tenor of that segment was one of embarrassment about her stint in Young and the Restless and Housewives. What did you not get about that? So he's not backing down. It wants people to be in awe of how hard soap actors work. And I remember Jeannie Cooper, who was Corbin Benson's mom, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And Susan Lucci, about how hard it is, the discipline of soap opera, because there's so much
dialogue. Yes, and they have to learn it by tomorrow. And it's so much work. It's a much harder gig. And, you know, there's all these funny tweets responding now. And here's one, you know, from Loves to Sleep. You yourself started on a soap opera, so why the put down? Here's a short list of the 58 successful actors and others who appeared in the dramas, Lori. Demi Moore, Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman, and a bunch of others. I just kind of love how everyone's feeding this. This one I kind of dig, because I don't dig her that much. But again, this hot show, you know, her flaming hot movie is going to be the very first movie that's going to premiere on both Hulu and Disney Plus the same day. And it's going to come out June 9th. And I know that she's funny. I know that she was part of Ugly Betty, wasn't she?
No.
Oh, she wasn't part of it.
She might have been a producer.
I thought
that.
She was. And she's done other really clever shows. So good for her. Good for her.
Not good for her.
Well, she made a mistake.
Good Victor.
We're never going to say we were on that dumb radio station, MyTalk 107.1.
Victor got it outright.
He's very, you know, he's interacting with everyone on Twitter, and he wishes her well in her new endeavor. He said, I love that she's proud of her background and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know why she has to put down soap operas.
Yeah, agreed. So, and do you think he's being sensitive because she just said, I was just a dumb actress?
Well, she said a couple of things. She just said that it was, you know, don't tell anyone I'm on a soap, embarrassing a dumb actress. So that's putting down everybody who acts, you know, without the clarification. She's just, I mean, we saw her personality, how she was on the red carpet. She just is kind of la-di-da. And I think her publicist is going to be working with her on, you know, maybe not describing, because you could say, How would she feel if someone described janitors as dumb?
Sure. All right. You got it, Lori. I agree.
Yeah. But I just did not expect this on a Monday morning. I know it, but I love it.
Okay, do I need to go back to Young and the Restless? I haven't watched that in years, but I feel like I could pick right up.
You could pick it right up.
Oh, my gosh,
so much
I loved
sex in it, Julia.
at 11 in the morning, too.
Oh, it's, I mean,
you know, it's early day
sex. I know not to call my mom during Young and the Restless. She watches it live.
Oh, you guys.
And.
Oh, Grant, did your mom not watch soap operas?
Oh, she doesn't.
Come on,
I'm sure you were exposed. She did, and I was exposed because, you know, when you quit school back then, there wasn't all these streaming services. Yep. It was The Price is Right, and then after The Price is Right, you were stuck with soaps.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, I watched them a little bit. My mom and my grandma, I think I told you guys this in the past, they made it, my mom, my grandma, and my mom's two sisters would share her soap my grandma's soap digest, like it was the Bible.
Once one person was done, the next person would get it.
Then the next, they love their soap. So yes, very much exposed to the good old soap.
I love it. Pass it around.
The soap digest. You guys remember that?
I do.
Oh yeah.
It's
still for sale.
It is?
Yeah.
Listen,
and
Lori took a picture.
I had
to go old school this weekend. Okay. First of all, the hair dilemma continues. If you follow us on Instagram, and Julia, sometimes I double post. I don't know what I'm doing. I saw that.
That was funny.
But you know how to get rid of it, right? You just hit those three dots in the upper right hand corner and hit edit, and you can delete it.
Okay.
It's that easy, Lori. Brittany just taught me.
It's
okay. Yeah. Good. All right. Thank you. So anyway, I went to Long's drugstore 2 days in a row, which is 20 minutes up, 20 minutes back, and park and watch. So that was some of my exercise. I count driving, but I had to buy a comb. I had to buy hair products. I am getting stymied at every turn. If you could see my hair, it just looks like a big Brillo pad. But I'm there and I'm like, my hand is killing me already from writing notes for 4 days of the show. I'm going to go old school. And I picked up a National Enquirer and the new Rolling Stone magazine, which I guess comes out quarterly. And Michael B. Jordan is on the cover.
Okay.
Oh. So I'm going to be gleaning from those two sources because I can cut out the articles.
Well, National Enquirer, do they have anything that's even of interest in it anymore?
Oh, it was so good. I enjoyed it.
Fun.
It is going to feed our show for a week. It is hysterical, the stories they have.
Well, you want to know what? I think magazines are going to have a comeback.
I hope so.
Because, again, it's a pain in the butt sometimes to wait for your satellite to kick in and for this and that. Who wants to read a little 2x2 thing anyway? It's nice to spread out. Like, I got the new Minneapolis St. Paul magazine. You find out so much stuff and you have a picture of what's happening in the community in the next 6 weeks. I mean, it's so much fun. We like paper.
I was going to say, there's something to be said about turning the page.
Yeah.
As simple as it is, turning the page or like smelling a newspaper, getting the dye on your pants and on your hands. I love that. I'm not an ebook person. I know Casey is. What you got, Laura?
Oh, I was just going to say, did you see Shaletta on the cover of the Star Trek magazine?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
That was really cool.
Great story.
Great.
Because she's incredible what she
really
does.
Is.
We always feel like lazy bums after we talk to her because she just is just a sparkling and really amazing person.
Absolutely.
So I was really excited for her.
Yeah, that was all over the news locally here for sure. It was big time. Good on her.
I know. Right. Really good on her. All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I have no idea what cockpits and monkey seals means. But we're going to find out when we come back. This is My Talk, Lori and Julia. All right, everybody.
Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for Learning RX with 7 locations in the Twin Cities. And if this has been a year of struggles for your kid, it probably means it's been a year of struggle for the whole family because that does have that domino effect. And if you could do one thing and find out what is going on, why is reading so hard? Why is homework so hard? Not being able to pay attention. Maybe you've had a diagnosis of something and you're not interested in going the medication rate. route, go and to LearningRx, have the one-hour assessment. Mention Lori and Julia because you'll get 50% off, but it is a nationally recognized cognitive skills assessment test.
We love, love, love LearningRx. And like you said, Lori, it's 50% off. It changes lives. LearningRx, one-on-one brain training. Call today, 952-949-6900. What's happening? What's shaking? What is a cockpit and a monkey seal? Okay. So Lori sends us stuff, and we send stuff back and forth and take pictures of it. So I have no idea what this is.
Cockpits and monkey seals. Really, this whole segment could be called Animal Planet. So,
okay.
Well, first of all, have you ever wondered, you guys, why it's called a cockpit?
I know the answer on this one.
I want to know.
You do?
I just heard it on something last week. Oh, damn it. I don't know. I want to say something dirty about the joystick, but I don't think that has anything to do with it.
No, I mean, think of all the time Han Solo and Chewbacca spend in a cockpit at the Millennium Falcon on a plane. But how did it come to be known as the cockpit? There's a few explanations, but generally the first word appeared in the 1500s when roosters were forced to fight in cockfights. And they would dig holes in the ground so the roosters couldn't leave. And so they were called cockpits. And then in like 1600s in London, they called the London Theater the cockpit. So it started to become kind of synonymous with Command Central. And then they think, oh, the coxswain on a boat, you know, is used to describe the person in charge. So maybe, anyway, it goes back to automotive, but it goes back to the rooster.
Everything is about the rooster.
That's right. Everything's
about the guys. Oh, yeah.
Where did the word rock come from? Well, the rooster.
Okay, there you go.
That's right.
There we go.
Good call.
Okay, two exciting animal things have happened here, Julia. One, there is an albino turkey running around Puaco.
That's cool.
I've seen an albino deer a lot and an albino squirrel.
I've had an albino squirrel that was a mascot at Lakeview Golf Course for many years.
I've seen
an albino squirrel, yeah, but a turkey.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's rare. I've never seen that's got to be a first.
Well, he'd be easy to shoot in the wild because he doesn't mix in with a thing.
No. Yeah, unless it's snowing for sure.
Okay, so, and Casey's only been chased once in a week, much to my disappointment.
No, I believe
it. Much to my disappointment.
I believe it.
But the big thing here is that there's a monk seal just down the street from us that's laying on these rocks. And you think, oh, what is a monk seal? I'll tell you what it is. It's an endangered species. It's not as big as an elephant seal like you'll see in California.
Okay.
Those big bull, and it's not as small as a seal, but it's walrus-like in its size, okay? And there's only 153 left in Hawaii, and this is the only place that they're natural, native to, is the Hawaiian Islands. There's a similar one in the Caribbean. There's a similar one, which that one's extinct, and there's a similar one in the Mediterranean. So it's laying on these rocks, and I meet Sally from Honolulu. That's how everybody introduces themselves around here.
I'm so-and-so from where?
Ken from Oahu, Sally from Honolulu.
Okay.
Okay. She says to me, she says, see all those people on the lawn chairs looking at that, what looks like a big, kind of a grayish-brown lump.
Okay.
And I said, yeah. She goes, she's a monk seal, and she's just had a pup, and it's now the ninth monk seal that's around the Big Island. So they're all around that, but there's only 153 left. And I said, my gosh, why is she just laying there? And she said, oh, monk seals hunt at night, and people call in a report, and then onlookers train their binoculars. I think they're retired people of a certain age, and keep watch and make sure no one goes out and bothers the monk seal. Apparently, they're very kind of crabby animals. They have a pup, and they shoo them. They wean them by 7 weeks. They gain 175 pounds, and then off they go. They're solitary. They don't like mixing with other monk seals, so they don't have the opportunity to procreate very often. They're so ornery.
Okay. That's funny, so, Lori.
I know. So big news, because there hasn't been one sighted in like over a year. And there's a baby.
Oh.
That will not be a baby for long.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is the exciting news.
That's the monk seal report. Yesterday, we saw mama whale, baby whale, just having a blast, jumping up and down, flapping their tails, flapping their dorsal fin.
Has it been warm? Now, it was kind of dreary and rainy kind of the first week. What's it been like lately?
It was, I don't know where you got the dreary and rainy.
Well, you said it was.
It rained at night.
Okay.
It rained at night.
All right.
But it was super windy is what it was.
Okay.
Which nobody likes, especially this girl with the dry eyes.
How's that going?
Oh, yeah.
How's that going?
Dry eyes and dry hair. Yeah. Oh, Julia. I had to buy a hair turban to try and contain it. I bought curlers. Okay, I haven't worn a curler in my hair since in my 20s.
The real issue is you have naturally curly hair, and you have been getting it blown out for years because it can get rid of the natural curls, and they do such a good job. You have never wanted to upset the apple cart. Now here you are. You usually have these salons you can go to, but they've closed, and you are on your own with your own hair for the first time in like 15 years.
Julia, I got a hair tip, though, last night from Pam of Puico, who gave me the owner's name at a salon 2 miles away.
So you might be able to get in because you know Pam.
Because I know Pam.
Right.
I got a name to drop.
This is so funny, Lori.
And I walked with the pig last night.
How'd that go?
How was that?
Well, Princess Palupalupa, otherwise known as Puico Piggy, has gotten very attached to her owner and doesn't want anyone to even walk by him, or she turns around and will take a nip at you. So I walked as slowly as the pig did. So that exercise really worked.
Yes.
Me out.
Right.
We walked at a glacial pace.
Yes.
And she's gained like 150 pounds since I walked her.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, that's because she's walking so slow.
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh.
I'm
not going to be walking her this year.
All right. Well, there we go. And is Casey having fun? I looked at that funny picture of him with all of his sunscreen, his mask and his gloves and his...
He can't wear that balaclava thing that he bought. He thought he was going to like it. You can't hear the wave that's going to come crashing on your head with that thing on.
Oh, okay.
And last year he had an issue.
The mask kind of moves.
Yeah.
And then he's scaring children when he's coming out of the water.
Well, it is kind of scary looking, and you can see that on Instagram. He looks like someone from the Blue Man Group.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
when he
scary.
Walked out of the water, I went to the bathroom. There's no reason for people to know we're together right this instant.
Little snatcher size right at the right time. Go get yourself a little snack.
No kidding, Grant. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well,
Julia,
I
brought all this equipment. Okay, not all this equipment. Two bands and a ball.
And?
You think I've done a thing?
Why would you? Why would you right now?
I had intentions.
Speaking of exercise, I need to give a shout out to my pickleball partner who just took home the gold last night without me.
Oh.
I went up to cheer him on. It was our league finals. Shout out to Charlie. And, you know, she's had to replace me with other players.
Because of your injury.
Because of my groin injury that just is still here, fired up. And
being a pickleball player and a honeymooner do not go together.
Well, enough already. It's been long enough. But anyway, she took home the gold. It was really kind of cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that was super fun. I have some news for you next hour, Lori. I can't wait to tell you. It's disappointing news. I'm sad to tell you, but we're going to be bummed about something. I don't know if you know it yet.
Mm. I wonder if it's the thing. I know I'm just already heartbroken. If
I think it is. I think it is.
I think we all know.
Oh, no. All right. Well, with that, we are giving away money this week, people. If you haven't registered for Pick Your Prize, you got to do it now on the MyTalk app.